6M. Back from Japan. Interview with a Finnish exchange student.
The interview is divided into four parts. Listen to part one and choose the correct alternative. Part one.
Well, the first obvious question, where were you in Japan?
When I got to Japan, I spent the first week in this small hotel in the middle of nowhere, about an hour from Tokyo by car. And from there, I went to my host family, where I spent the rest of the exchange year. And that was in a city called Okayama, which is the same latitude as Spain.
The same latitude as Spain, so it was quite warm.
Yeah, it was really humid and really warm during the summer, and they don't really have a proper winter over there.
We come back to the school. Your experiences of that, how would you describe them? Your impressions of school?
When I first got there, I knew that Japanese schools are really strict. You have to wear a school uniform and you have to be in time.
Well, like in those manga cartoons, they're always wearing those uniforms.
Yeah, similar to those. But when I got there, I was put into this school, which was really, really strict. And I kind of knew that there were those schools, but I was surprised how much the school rules were actually connected to your private life outside school.
Just a minute. You said school life, school rules, they affect your life outside school.
If you're hanging out with your friends, for example, outside school, wearing your school uniform, everything you do will be informed to your school. If you do something that other people around you don't like, they recognize your school uniform, so they will call your school and say that this
terrible
kind of person has been disturbing the other people around him.
You talk generally how it affects life outside, but specific rules?
Well, there were normal rules, like you weren't allowed to wear makeup or jewelry at school or outside school while you were having your school uniform on. But then there were some really kind of interesting and funny rules also, like you weren't allowed to use an umbrella while riding a bike, which to me sound really bizarre.
It's imaginative, yes.
But to them, it was something that was part of the culture that really kind of surprised me and kind of made me think that it's actually really interesting to live and experience that kind of lifestyle for 9 months, which I spent in the school.